Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are joined by a ghost.
Yes, that's right. It's ghost time and Meet the Wongs. This month, Jimmy and Timmy were just out there in the yard playing, minding their business when they felt something weird.
Ooh.
Something strange was going on. They couldn't get rid of the feeling, so they decided to take the dogs for a walk, and then something even weirder happened.
Right. The dogs, as soon as they get outside, are barking and growling and scared and angry of something, and didn't just happen when Jimmy and Timmy took them outside, though.
No.
It happened when Paige let them out, too.
That's right. She didn't feel what Jimmy and Timmy felt, but she saw the dogs, and they were very upset. So Jimmy and Timmy were kind of saying, there's something weird going on. We don't know what it is. Paige didn't quite believe them. But then the whole family later that evening, they started to think that Jimmy and Timmy might be telling the truth because
they got woken up by a strange noise later that night. Something happened.
Right.
And Mr. Wong, he looks outside, doesn't see anything, nothing there. But Jimmy and Timmy, smart little boys they are, they said there must be a ghost.
That's right. That's when they came up with their idea. There's a ghost in the yard, everyone. And that's where we finished yesterday.
Okay, well, the new Ghost Wong. Ghost Wong.
Ghost Wong.
Yeah.
Ghost Wong.
Yeah. All right, well, let's find out all about Ghost Wong in today's article.
Meet the Wongs. A ghost is in the Wongs' yard. It is still nighttime. Jimmy and Timmy are in Paige's room.
We can't sleep.
What if the ghost comes?
Ghosts aren't real.
Then, what's in the yard?
Okay, let's figure this out. Get your flashlights.
Paige and the twins go outside. They all have flashlights, and the twins are wearing pots on their heads like helmets. Paige looks around with her flashlight.
See?
There's nothing!
Suddenly, something bumps into the fence. It shakes. The kids are scared.
It's the ghost!
Mr. Wilson's head pops up over the fence.
It's Mr. Wilson, our neighbor.
Hi, kids. Why are you outside so late?
We heard a noise and came to check it out.
Mr. Wilson lifts up a white dog.
It was my new dog, Ghost.
Ghost dog!
No, he's a real dog. I call him Ghost because he's white.
What was that loud noise before?
Ghost tried to jump into your yard. He wants to play with your dogs.
I'll ask Dad to build a special door for them.
The next day, there is a doggy door in the fence. All three dogs are playing together.
Word power!
Neighbor, neighbor. My neighbors helped me carry my new sofa up the stairs. My neighbors helped me carry my new sofa up the stairs. Kid, kid. There are 14 kids in Ian's class at school. There are 14 kids in Ian's class at school. Build, build. Build, built, built. This summer, Ronald will help build houses for poor people. This summer, Ronald will help build houses for poor people. Special, special. Today's a special day. It's Chinese New Year. Today's a special day. It's Chinese New Year.
All right, right back where we started.
Here we are. So what's the deal? Are the Ghostbusters on their way? Are they all going to hell? Who knows what's happening? So let's read on to find out. Well, first of all, though, we have to set the scene. We have to kind of tell you what's going on as we begin the dialogue. It says, it is still nighttime. Jimmy and Timmy are in Paige's room. Mm-hmm. So the morning hasn't come. It's still the same night. They heard the noise but didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. So obviously people are still thinking about this. The house is still very excited and definitely awake. And that's why Jimmy says, we can't sleep.
Sure,
if something wakes you up in the middle of the night and it's very exciting or dramatic or makes you scared, it can be hard to go back to sleep.
We all know that.
Sure.
But Timmy's scared too. He says, what if the ghost comes?
Yeah.
All right, now he used this question, what if? Now we ask this question when we want to know what we should do or what will happen as the result of an action. For example, what if we miss the train?
I don't know.
He says, well, we'll just take the next one.
Okay,
but what if the next one is full?
Oh, no.
Oh, we'll just take the one after that.
Oh, okay.
Or we just won't go anywhere, I guess. What if? That's what you ask when you want to know what's going to happen. Okay.
So the boys are both really, really worried. But Paige, the big sister, the more sensible one, she's kind of trying to calm them down to get them to relax. So she says ghosts aren't real.
Of course.
She doesn't believe in ghosts. Mm. She's done science class and stuff like that. So she's like, you're worried about a story. Ghosts aren't real.
Don't worry about it. But, you know, Jimmy doesn't really believe his sister.
That's right.
He's very skeptical
here. He saw what he saw.
He says, then what's in the yard?
Yeah, Paige. What's in the yard, Paige? Huh, Paige? Huh? Prove that, huh, Paige? But so Paige decides to, okay, let's go find out. So she's being brave. She's using logic and stuff. She's like, ghosts are just a story. If we go out there, nothing will happen. So she says, okay, let's figure this out. Get your flashlights. So she tells them to go and get their flashlights so they can go out and see stuff, because if they do that, if they go out and shine the lights around and see nothing, they will figure this out. To figure something out is this phrase basically means to find answers or a solution, to get to the bottom of something, to get to the root of a problem, to solve a mystery. You can figure things out when it's a small problem, you know, like you missed all the trains and you can't get home. Well, let's think of some other ways. Let's figure this out. Or if it's a mystery, like when Sherlock Holmes or when the police are asked to find the criminal or, you know, what happened in a mystery, they will try to figure it out by investigating and using some evidence,
which is
what they're going outside to do with their flashlights.
With their flashlights, of course, a flashlight is a small light that you can carry in your hand. The batteries inside are what make the light work. So you have these when there's no power. The electricity has gone out because of a storm, or if you're camping and it's too dark out because there's no lights in the forest.
Nope.
And maybe the moon isn't very big and you need some lights, so you bring your flashlights or you can have a little flashlight on your head.
That's cool.
All right, so they get outside. What happens?
All right, well, it says Paige and the twins go outside. They all have flashlights, and the twins are wearing pots on their heads like helmets, as if they're going off to war, as if a ghost is going to hit them with a large and heavy stick.
You gotta be safe.
I don't know what that's about. But anyway, so they're ready to fight, basically. Paige is now looking around the yard with her flashlight, shining it on the trees and the grass, and trying to find a ghost.
And of course, she says, see, there's nothing.
Nope.
And then she doesn't finish her sentence. She gets interrupted by something.
Oh my gosh. And it says suddenly something bumps, bang, into the fence. It shakes, so the fence shakes back and forth, and the kids are scared. They're losing their minds, so Jimmy and Timmy probably grab each other.
It's the ghost!
So they're really convinced that noise was a ghost running into a fence.
Yeah, this is a clumsy ghost.
I thought ghosts were a little smoother than that.
Well.
But anyways, they heard a weird, mysterious noise. It's the middle of the night, and they're on the edge of going crazy with fear. So now they're going crazy with fear.
Don't worry, though.
What is it?
Paige.
Uh-huh.
The ever-observant older sister.
Uh-huh.
She sees Mr. Wilson's head pop up over the fence.
It's just the neighbor?
And she says, it's Mr. Wilson, our neighbor.
What's he doing outside in the middle of the night?
Well, we'll find that out in a minute.
A neighbor is definitely not a ghost.
No. Let's find out what a neighbor is, though. It's spelled N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor. It's a noun, and we're going to find out what it is right now. All right, let's find out about this noun, neighbor. A neighbor is a person who lives next to you or very close to you. So if you live in an apartment building, your neighbors are the people who live on the same floor as you, or even the ones above and below your apartment. Here's an example sentence. My neighbors helped me carry my new sofa up the stairs. My neighbors helped me carry my new sofa up the stairs.
So there it is. It's the neighbor. Well, we think it's the neighbor, but it is the neighbor who speaks next. And he says to them, hi, kids. And then he asks, why are you outside so late?
Good question.
Seeing the three kids out there, maybe in their pajamas, two of them with pots on their head.
And carrying or walking around with flashlights.
Not what Mr. Wilson normally sees at night when he's in his yard. But anyways, he sees them and he calls them kids. Kid is our next word power word. It's a noun and it's really long and hard to spell. K-I-D. K-I-D. Kid. Okay, a kid is basically just a child. It's a young person. Probably not a teenager, so if you're in senior high school, you might not be a kid anymore. But if you're in elementary school, if you're 8, 10, 11, 5, 9, something like that, you're probably a kid. It's a casual way of talking about a child or a group of children. Kids, by the way, it's also what we call a baby goat. Very interesting. Anyways, there are 14 kids in Ian's class at school. There are 14 kids in Ian's class at school.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, what are you doing outside?
What
it's
is
late.
He doing outside?
Why are you
banging
wearing...
into the fence, scaring everyone?
Of course, he says, Jimmy here, he wants to answer Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, he asked
polite.
Him, what are you kids doing outside?
Mm-hmm. So he says, we heard a noise and came to check it out.
That's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they heard a noise they thought was a ghost.
Right.
And they came to check it out. That's actually the full story.
I don't know. You don't just tell your neighbors you're looking for ghosts.
No, you don't tell them you're crazy.
No. All right. Well, they're just checking something out. They're looking to find out what's making this noise. Now, when you check something out, you try to look at it something, or you go to a place to find out more about it, or what's happening there. You're basically trying to find out more information to know what it's like.
That's right. You're observing so that you have more information, you have more knowledge. You're,
right.
You know, just going to go check it out, just going to go look at it, see what it's all about, what's going on. Anyway, so Mr. Wilson, what does he do? It says Mr. Wilson lifts up a white dog. Oh, so he's got a little dog. That might have been what was making the noise, and that might have been what their dogs were barking at.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Wilson explains even further, it was my new dog, Ghost.
Oh, wait, so Ghost.
Look in your picture
here.
It's my new dog, Ghost. Like, this is my friend, Aaron.
Well, Jimmy and Timmy, maybe not as bright as
we thought. They didn't hear the comma.
They go, ghost dog?
It's my new ghost dog. Not my new dog. Ghost. That's what they heard. Because they're ready to be scared. They're ready with their helmets and flashlights.
Right.
But Mr. Wilson's like, calm down, kids. No, he says, no, he's a real dog.
Not
a ghost dog? Silly. He's a real dog. I call him Ghost because he's white. He's white in color. Ghosts are white. That explains that.
Well, okay. Jimmy and Timmy, not so scared anymore. You can see in the picture, they've calmed down.
Oof.
And Paige, she just wants to know a little bit more. She says, what was that loud noise before? It did wake them all
up,
right?
And they did see the fence shaking after they heard the noise for a second time. Well, Mr. Wilson has a perfectly normal explanation for that, too. He says, Ghost tried to jump into your yard. That's why he jumped, he hit the fence, it made a noise, mm-hmm. and why he wants to play with your dogs.
Oh, of course he does.
He's a friendly little dog. Yeah. He wants to go and make friends with Mac and Cheese. That's mm-hmm. all.
Oh, right. Well, Paige has a great idea for Mr. Wilson. She says, okay. I'll ask Dad to build a special door for them.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's find out what we mean by this. First, we'll look at the verb build, B-U-I-L-D, build. In past tense and past perfect or present perfect, we say built, B-U-I-L-T, for both of those tenses. Let's find out what build means now. When you build something, you make something out of the materials you have. So here, Mr. Wong would build a door using wood and some tools like a hammer, wood, and a saw, probably, and of course some nails. All right, here's an example sentence. This summer, Ronald will help build houses for poor people. This summer, Ronald will help build houses for poor people. All right, so she's going to ask Dad, Mr. Mm-hmm. Wong, to build a special door for the dogs.
That would be a great idea. Mm-hmm. And here we have this adjective special, S-P-E-C-I-A-L, S-P-E-C-I-A-L, but we pronounce it special, that C and I, it kind of comes out with an S-H kind of sound, mm-hmm. special. Let's check it out. Special is an adjective, and it basically means something unusual, unique, not normal, and really, you know, it stands out a little bit. It's not what you expect to see. That special door, well, it's a door for dogs. That's why you might call it a special door. It's not the typical door you find in a house, so we would call it a special door. We can talk about special days or special talents or special gifts, anything that's a little bit unusual. Special day might be a holiday. A special talent might be someone who's really good at juggling fire or something amazing like that. So special is something we use to point out that this thing is not like all the normal things that it is. It's unique or unusual. For example, today's a special day. It's Chinese New Year. Today's a special day. It's Chinese New Year.
Well, the next day, mm-hmm. Mr. Wong gets right to work.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna build that special door?
Mm-hmm. The next day, there is a doggy door in the fence. That's what we would call that kind of special door for the dogs, a doggy door. So it would kind of just be a hole in the wall, mm-hmm. and the door could swing back and mm-hmm. forth, and people usually can't get through that.
Nope.
Just the dogs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So it allows the dogs to go from one yard to another,
exactly.
So whenever they want to see each other, they can use this special doggy door. Mm-hmm. And it says all three dogs are playing together.
Beautiful.
Happily friends.
Mm-hmm. No more ghosts.
Aww.
All right. Well,
that's nice.
Yeah. Okay, guys, there are no ghosts in the Wong's yard, which is pretty good news.
That's mm-hmm. true. Our search for ghosts will continue on, but for today, our article's over. But don't mm-hmm. go away, because we will have our review time game coming up
Perfect.
Right now.
Wait for it. It's review time.
Welcome back to review time. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a quick spelling game today.
Oh boy, I love mm-hmm. spelling. There's nothing more I like than spelling stuff.
All right. Well, Mike, I'm going to give you a definition of the word.
Oh, that's hard.
Mm-hmm. You need to know what this word is from the definition and spell it for me.
So it's a guessing game and a spelling game.
Yes.
I'm calling my lawyer.
Too bad.
All right.
All right. First word.
Okay.
You are going to make something using some materials.
I'm going to build something.
That's right.
Ah, okay. Build. B-U-I-L-D. Build.
That's right.
Yay!
Okay.
All right. I'm going to build something, but I'm not going to build it alone. The guy who lives in the house right next to mine, he's my friend, too. So I'm going to call my... to get him to help me build it.
I'm going to call my neighbor.
The guy who lives next door is mm-hmm. my neighbor. That's a tough one to spell. Can you spell it?
I can. You know what? I can even spell it two ways.
No. Oh. You are special.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to spell it the American way first.
Okay.
N-E-I-G-H. It's a quiet G-H. Mm-hmm. B-O-R.
Okay. Neighbor. N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Right. That's the way we learned to spell it from our article. What's mm-hmm. the other way?
Well, in Canada, I spell this word N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. B-O-U-R.
And not only do you, not just because she's weird, but she spells it that way because that's how people in England spell it.
Mm-hmm.
So we in Canada, and I guess people from Australia,
yeah.
maybe New Zealand, they would also learn to spell it B-O-U-R. So
right.
you got to throw in that extra U.
But don't, because you'll probably get it wrong on
it's
your
true,
test.
It's true, yeah. And All your right. computer will tell you it's wrong it's when it's true. Not.
All right. Okay, well, there's two more words in there for you guys to try and some magic box and phrases in there. So try them out with yourselves. Play a quick spelling game with your friends. We're saying goodbye. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
What if... Should I bring an umbrella today?
I don't think so.
What if it rains?
Check out. There are police cars outside my house.
Oh, are the police coming to get you?
No, I think they're here to check out my neighbor.
Hola, everyone. I'm back. So, 昨天我有跟你们说我家乖乖就是发生了什么事，就是我家的狗狗，就是那个我的天才老爸啊，喂他吃鸡皮，结果乖乖就生病了，差一点没有一命呜呼哎。虽然呢，他过一个晚上就好很多了，可是呢，我还是很坚持说我要带他去看医生。虽然我爸不是很想。What if he is still sick?What if he is still sick? 万一他还在生病怎么办？你怎么能够确定说他过一个晚上就会没事了呢？ What if there is a problem and we don't know about it? What if there is a problem and we don't know about it? 万一其实还有问题，只是我们不知道而已呢？What if 这个疑问句开头的方式呢，就是在表示万一如果发生什么事情的话要怎么办，常常要来假设未来可能会发生的事，而且呢是不好的那一种哦。我立刻呢就接了另外一句话， We should get a vet to check him out. We should get a vet to check him out. 我们应该要找一个兽医来帮他检查，不可以就这样算了啦。Check out 这个动词片语呢，有检查、查看、调查的意思。那它是一个可以分开的动词片语，基本上呢就是 examine 这个字的意思。那同样的意思呢，我们还可以用在以下的情况。You should check out the apartment before you rent it. You should check out the apartment before you rent it. 你要租这一间公寓之前呢，你应该要去查看一下啦。那这个片语呢，也可以用来调查人哦，像是 The police are checking the man out. The police are checking the man out. 警察呢，正在调查那一名男人。啊，我受不了了啦。What if my dad feeds him something bad again? I need to go home and check him out right now. 万一呢，我爸又乱喂他吃什么东西怎么办呢？我不放心啦，我得赶快回家去查看他才行。拜拜。
A ghost is in the Wong's yard. It is still nighttime. Jimmy and Timmy are in Paige's room.
We can't sleep.
What if the ghost comes?
Ghosts aren't real.
Then, what's in the yard?
Okay, let's figure this out. Get your flashlights.
Paige and the twins go outside. They all have flashlights, and the twins are wearing pots on their heads like helmets. Paige looks around with her flashlight.
See? There's nothing!
Suddenly, something bumps into the fence. It shakes. The kids are scared.
It's the ghost!
Mr. Wilson's head pops up over the fence.
It's Mr. Wilson, our neighbor.
Hi, kids. Why are you outside so late?
We heard a noise and came to check it out.
Mr. Wilson lifts up a white dog.
It was my new dog, Ghost.
Ghost dog!
Ah!
No, he's a real dog. I call him Ghost because he's white.
What was that loud noise before?
Ghost tried to jump into your yard. He wants to play with your dogs.
I'll ask Dad to build a special door for them.
The next day, there is a doggy door in the fence. All three dogs are playing together.
Neighbor, neighbor. My neighbors helped me carry my new sofa up the stairs. My neighbors helped me carry my new sofa up the stairs. Kid, kid. There are 14 kids in Ian's class at school. There are 14 kids in Ian's class at school. Build, build. Build, built, built. This summer, Ronald will help build houses for poor people. This summer, Ronald will help build houses for poor people. Special, special. Today's a special day. It's Chinese New Year. Today's a special day. It's Chinese New Year.